A new subduction zone formed on the northeast side of the Greater Antilles, with the ocean crust underlying the Proto-Caribbean Sea being subducted into the Earth's mantle, dipping toward the southwest. The change in subduction direction is called a change in subduction polarity. Notice that a new small subduction zone formed further to the southwest within the ocean crust, being subducted to the northwest, thus forming a new set of volcanic islands, which were to form Central America, CA, and the Isthmus of Panama. The result of the two small subduction zones, one to the northeast forming the Greater Antilles, and one to the southwest forming Central America, along with the two transform faults, created and defined the new Caribbean plate, which was migrating to the northeast, headed toward the carbonate giga platform. Additionally, the volcanic outpourings that formed the thickened crust at the Galapagos hotspot stopped. The hotspot was actively producing volcanic rock onto the seafloor for about 20 million years. Notice that an impending collision will take place as the Greater Antilles head toward the Giga platform, shown as BP, the Bahamas platform, in this diagram.